Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And I have to say, the only guy who knew everybody, maybe there's two people in the room that know everybody now here. I think we got a couple of influencers here.
That's right. Welcome, everybody, again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, here. And of course, with us again, we have another great community leader who's been on our show before, Ms. Veronica Corona, who is, of course, a business consultant. But more importantly, she's also the chairwoman of our California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is huge, folks. We're going to get into all of that.
And she's the only second woman?
Yes. And she's also an advisor for the OC Hispanic Youth Chamber. And yes, on your point, Paul, she's the second woman in 47 years in the history to be elected to this position. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. What a nice introduction. Thank you, John.
We got to do this right. We got to do the introduction. So welcome again to our show. I know the last time you were on our show, you owned your own business. It was in the cleaning industry, right?
Yes.
Which was huge in the COVID industry, right? The COVID era. Yes. What's
way,
happened with that?
Way back in
way
the COVID
era.
It seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I can't believe it's five years.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Actually, the last time you invited me and I was interviewed, I don't even know if I was a chairwoman yet, actually. I owned a cleaning company, but I got elected in 2023. So some around that period, I don't believe I was a chairwoman yet. I was the vice chair of the board. And I owned a cleaning company and sold it. And now my focus is business advisor, consultant, coach. Everybody calls it differently. But at the end of the day, it falls under one umbrella, is to help support small business.
Yes. And you do an amazing job of that. I know for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, Veronica is somebody who just does so much in the community. And I just want to briefly let everybody know, we're going to get into different topics here. We're going to talk about the huge convention that the California Hispanic Chamber is having, of course, which is August 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Pomona. We're going to talk about that here shortly. We're going to get into what she does as a business consultant. And also, she was featured on this beautiful cover here with Para Todos magazine, one of our longtime members.
Sylvia Chara.
Yes. Yes. And there's some really good information in here we're going to talk about for those of you tuning in. So don't leave us. Stay with us. But more importantly, I really want to bring up the fact that, and first and foremost, thank you so much for all that you do for our chamber and also for our youth chamber, because of course you're one of the advisors for our youth chamber.
Yeah, so I have to thank John Amador.
Shout out to Mr. John Amador. Yes, sir.
Yes, you're emeritus chairman for the chamber. He invited me as an advisor and I said yes, because I'm a big believer that we need to empower the future generation.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes.
Very important.
And also, a lot of our youth chamber members in the past are now involved some way, somehow with your CAPS program, right?
Yes.
At the California state level.
So the California Hispanic Chamber, we have a program called CAPS, Creating a Path to Success, which the current president or outgoing president, Miriam Martinez, is an alumni of that program.
Okay.
And several members of the youth chamber,
yes,
our alumni might be going through the program.
Yes.
It's an amazing program. It's been around 20 years. So very excited about that.
Yes. So tell us about the youth chamber. What was that like for you this year?
It was really great getting to know the board. It's like a board, but for young adults that are still in college and juggling between school and work. And I'm telling you, I admire them that they made the time to invest in their leadership. I think it's really important. And I know that all these young adults are going to go very far.
I know. It's so hard for us not to call them, of course, kids, right? Because they're so young.
But students.
Or students. But they're young leaders. Many of them are obviously graduating from college, pursuing their jobs or internships, things like that.
Yeah, which falls into the pillars of the youth chamber, which is community involvement, further education, and maybe even employment opportunities. I'm sure some of them will find their future boss within the chamber world.
That's interesting. Somebody called me yesterday that's been a longtime member of ours, and she said, hey, I'm launching this business and I need some people to work for me and blah blah blah. And I said, oh, why don't you call John Amador? He's our lead advisor. Here's his number. And maybe there's somebody at the youth chamber that can fill in the spot that you're looking for. So that's what we do at the Chamber. We try to help them find jobs, opportunities, internships.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important that we support one another. And I'm a big believer, like, if we can't do business with each other, the least we could do is refer business to one another.
Exactly.
And I feel that as a leader in the community, it is our responsibility to make sure we're impacting the future leaders' lives and opening up those doors of opportunity.
And for those of you viewing for the first time, our youth chamber has been around 16 years.
Yes. 16 years. And remember what I said, we just had the banquet scholarship banquet last week. And I talked about how it is the only youth chamber in the state of California, but not just in the state of California, but also in the United States. There's no other youth chamber. And this chamber has been around 16 years.
Let me tell you, it was really nice to see at the end, the students getting their scholarship checks.
Yes.
I was taking some photos there with the boss and everybody. And then, of course, AT&T donated some really nice laptops, right?
For all of them.
That they sponsored.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, our friend Sal from Kroger was one of our big supporters and sponsors.
Presenting sponsor for the evening, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to bring them up.
thank you to the supporters, the sponsors, and everybody else that supports and sponsors, of course, our youth chamber.
Yeah, and I want to send out a shout-out to our fellow advisors. John is our lead advisor, but we have Paula and Sylvia and Jorge, Armando, Judith. Oh, my God, I'm not missing anybody. I think I got everybody back.
I know Nydia's still involved.
Nydia's still involved. So we have, and then a shout out to
group.
All the past supporters of this organization. There's been a lot of amazing past.
I know Mike Limon was up there on the mic raising money too at the end.
The first president
of the
organization.
That's right.
And of course, you know, I want to shout out Maria Cervantes, who has been involved with this, the youth chamber, for many years and has done a lot of impact with the youth. So they're setting the way for everybody. So thank you.
I think what was really nice about the banquet is to see also other, like Isis was there with her husband and the baby.
Yes.
To see like previous youth chamber members now coming back to support or help out, but now with their families, that is so cool.
I love that. The baby was there. Everybody was holding that baby. Yeah. She's so cute. And a lot of past board members were there too. So I love that. I love that they continue supporting the organization today now that they have advanced in their life and in their career. So that's amazing.
And I just want to quickly say thank you to our ambassadors who were there helping out too. Our ambassadors did a great job. We do a little fundraising that day. We also have our golf tournament coming in. I think it's in October. That's where we also do a big fundraiser for the youth chamber for the scholarships that we give out. So if you want to learn more about our youth chamber, obviously you're welcome to reach out to Veronica, to our other advisors, or if you have students in your family, young leaders that want to join our youth chamber, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's great. You have to apply. You just don't join. You have to apply. There's an interview. There's a whole criteria to join the youth chamber. And there's also a whole criteria to be a recipient of the scholarship, because it's really important that we're investing in our community, investing in our future leaders.
Yes.
Again, shout out to Experian, AT&T,
Sal, Kroger,
and
Ralph's, Food for Less, and T. I mean, great supporters, right? Let's get into the convention, because this is big, right? The state convention, right?
Yes.
It's going to be August 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Pomona. Share with everybody a little bit about just what is it about, what it entails, what's the purpose behind it?
Okay. So the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce has an annual convention, and we move around through the different regions of the state of California. Last year, we were in Bakersfield, which is considered central region. The year I was elected chairwoman, we were basically my backyard here in Orange County in Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
And this year, we're going to be in Pomona, which is considered the Inland Empire. Costa Mesa is considered the southern region, and Pomona is considered Inland Empire region. So we'll
I didn't know. I thought Pomona for some reason was like LA.
Well,
is it a borderline?
Pomona is technically LA County, but it's borderline between the Inland Empire and LA. And so the Pomona Chamber of Commerce and the Cámara de Comercio Hispana de Pomona will be our two hosting chambers that will be hosting our 46th annual. So even though the organization's been around 47 years, we've only had a convention for 46 years. And the convention has different events going on. We have amazing workshops, information. We're going to be focusing a lot on AI this year, because obviously that's the thing.
AI is big right now.
Beyond ChatGPT.
Yeah, there's so much more, right?
It's overwhelming a little bit. It's overwhelming. And so we're going to be focusing on that. And we also have a procurement. We have a matchmaking. And of course, if you know anybody that is deserve of being recognized, we are still taking nominations. The nominations close on the 31st.
You're welcome to nominate a host from OC Talk Radio. My name is John Gutierrez.
Or you could self-nominate, John. Just saying.
I can't nominate myself.
Yeah, why not? So that'll be closing on Friday. So if you know any businesses that need some recognition. And then Friday's one of my top favorite days, because we do Latina Empresaria Day.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
yes.
Latina Empresaria Day, where we recognize women. So to all the women, nominate of deserving women that's out there. So
I remember when we had it here again 2 years ago, right?
Yes, 2023.
it was a lot of people.
Yeah, we average anywhere between 12 to 1500 people.
Yeah, great turnout. The business expo aspect of it is really cool.
Thank
you
for bringing that up. That was on my mind. The business
expo. That's my job. That's my job. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
That's why you should nominate me.
Nominate John. So the expo is, we have different vendors that come and have their offering, whatever services it is that they're selling or offering.
At the end of the day, we're helping businesses in general. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if we can help small businesses also, that's our goal as a chamber in general. We're always trying to help businesses with resources.
Absolutely. And it's not just about helping businesses. I think it's also, we as business owners have to do the work. We have to get out there and create relationships. Mm-hmm. Relationships. I'm going to talk about this on another talk I'm going to do soon. But everything's relationships, because those relationships will open a lot of doors of opportunity. But because a lot of people say, I became a member of the chamber, but they just did my ribbon cutting and then I never saw them again. Did you go to any of the events? As John, you guys do a lot of events.
Yes.
I can't get to Orange County all the time, but there's a lot of stuff going on all the time. And we have to remember, as business owners, we have to invest a little bit of time to go out and create new relationships, because I always like to say that your network is your net worth.
That's right. That's right. And folks, it's interesting because at these events, you're not just meeting, of course. I always tell people, other business leaders, I've always felt like the benefit of these events, or I look at it as a business owner, I want to meet mentors, right? People that can help me grow my business. And we all need mentors in life. Some people go get life coaches, right? That's important. Mm-hmm. Some people hire consultants. Right. You're a business consultant, correct, which we'll get into. But there's nothing like meeting those mentors that could be somebody to talk to about your struggles, your challenges, finding resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And right. Mm-hmm. I remember when I opened my business, all my friends did not have a business. They were all corporate professionals like I were. So when I opened my business, I had to start surrounding myself with other business owners, because we think differently. And the struggle is differently than when you're working for a large corporation and having all the benefits and having the checks versus.
Don't get me wrong. We love the big corporations.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, absolutely. And this is nothing negative. I'm just saying that it's different when you have a job that you're getting a secure check versus you go open a business. I always say that I went from six figures to no figures to not knowing when I was going to get paid when I opened my business, because in business, sometimes the money doesn't come in fast enough. It's nice to get to talk to other people about it and see that the struggle is real among everyone. So it's really important to create those, again, relationships. You have to go out and create relationships. You have to go on network. You have to go out and recently somebody asked me, if I go to convention, will my $1 million contract be there? And I said, absolutely. You just have to go find it. That's right. I can't guarantee that you're going to find a $1 million contract, but I can guarantee you that it's in the room. You just need to go work for it and go network and create relationships, because one of those relations may lead you to your $1 million contract.
And I think you bring up a very valid point. I once read this great book. It's called Spin Selling. It's a great book. I live by it. And one of the things that it teaches you is do your research ahead of time before you go to, let's say, a meeting or an event. And it would be important. And for you, if anybody's going to attend the convention, is do your research, go to your website, learn about who's going to be there.
Learn who the board members are.
Yeah.
Besides myself, we have almost 30, between the foundation and the chamber, there's more than 20 something board members. So get to know who the board members. You never know what door of opportunity any of us can open for you.
And the reason why I bring that up is because that way, if you're attending the convention, and it's 3 days, you know what day you want to focus on meeting Ms. Veronica Corona or somebody else that's on the board that is particular to the business that you're in. And that way you go walk up to her. Maybe she's speaking at the event, which you will be, right?
Yes.
There's also breakout sessions,
right? There's breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of in-between time that we can connect. So definitely you have to get it out and network. And remember, I'm going to give you some advice when you're networking. You can't sell yourself. Don't hold anybody hostage. If you connect with somebody, it's like dating. You connect with somebody and you there's a connection here. Let's continue this conversation and coffee. Because when you meet somebody for the first time and you hold them hostage for 15, 20 minutes, trying to tell them your whole life story.
Don't overwhelm them.
No, but this is something I've learned in networking, right? As a matter of fact, I even teach a class on the art of networking.
Yes.
And that tends to happen. And when you meet somebody for the first time, it could be a little bit overwhelming that you want to give them your life story.
Yes.
So if you really connect with that individual, then let's invite them for coffee and connect and then take a deeper dive, because you never know if that connection could be your $1 million contract or that connection can lead you to your $1 million contract.
Yeah. And sometimes the person you're meeting it's not the person you're going to get business from.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
They can open another door for you that you never imagined or even thought of, but they make the introduction, right? This morning, that's exactly, I get calls all the time at our chamber phone or my phone. And if I don't have the answer, I try to find somebody that may have the answer or a resource. So whether it's our circle of friends, board members, state board members, our local board members, it's about connecting. And so I think you make a valid point. So again, folks, the convention is August 20th, 21st, 22nd, and it's going to be in Pomona. And people can go to the website, of course.
Yes, they could go to the website for the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and they'll find all the information, the registration link, hotel information, because we have people that come from the whole state of California. So not just locally, but from the whole state.
Yeah, and there's also, they're, not only they have a website, but they have an Instagram too. So their social media, just Google it, it'll come up. Use your AI stuff, your ChatGPT, whatever.
Cal Hispanic, CA Hispanic is our Instagram account.
Perfect. Now, let's get into your business consulting that you do, because it really aligns with what you're doing at a state level, also at these events, at these networking opportunities. Business consultant, of course, you mentioned you do some of these like mentorship consulting, right?
Yeah, I do different workshops and I get hired to do different. So I recently got hired to do a workshop on the art of networking. That's why it's so familiar in my head right now, because the art of networking. But most importantly, what I do is I like to help businesses to grow, scale, do some strategic planning. And operationally, sometimes their operations are not in order, if your systems of operations are not in order, but most importantly, their finances, because you have to know your numbers. When you're in business, you need to know your numbers, your finances need to be in order, because that is the foundation of any business. And building a multi-million dollar janitorial company and being able to now see it from the outside, because when you're in the business, you don't see a lot of things. And then even today, obviously my niche market are individuals that own cleaning companies. And one of the things I love is that I see so many things like, oh, and then I give advice. I'm like, why didn't I do that when I had my business? Because when you're in the business, you don't see it. That's why you need to hire somebody that can guide you on the outside, right? It's important. I always say, I can't guarantee any success, but I can guarantee I will keep you accountable that if you do what I tell you to do, it's going to help your business grow and scale to the next level. So that's something that I take a lot of pride in. Even this morning before coming here, I had a customer meeting. We were talking about, she goes, and I know all this. I know. I said, I know, but you need somebody to remind you, because you're so in the business, you're not really seeing in the outside. I'm seeing it from the outside. And I made a comment and said, the first thing I noticed is, like, oh, there's a little bit of lack of supervision here. And she just nodded her head. And it's not that I know it all. It's more that when you're on the outside, more things that when you're inside, and when you built a business, you understand it even better.
Sometimes we need to be held accountable.
We all do.
Right? Yes. And it's hard to hold yourself accountable sometimes. And so, like, to your point, by having somebody who's there, just, hey, did you do this? Hey, did you do that? Did you do what I asked you to do? Did you follow up with this?
Yeah.
That's where you're there, right? As kind of like teachers were when we're in school, right?
Teachers were in school.
Did you do your homework?
Or you have a boss, somebody's keeping you accountable, supervisor, yes. Manager. When I had my business, I hired a business consultant to keep us accountable with the business. And I know that helped me get out of the business. Because I was doing everything. I was doing the account. I did everything, right? I did the accounting. I did collections. I was customer service. I was dealing with employee issues. I was HR sometimes. But as you start growing and you have somebody that keeps you accountable, you start delegating all those things, knowing where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are.
And let me tell you, I got to say, I'm very impressed by this Para Todos magazine cover that you all did.
Yeah.
Because there's some, aside from yourself, also some great leaders.
Oh my God, yes.
On this
Should
magazine.
I name some of them?
Yes,
we have
Maria, go ahead, please
Maria
do.
Maria Cervantes, Silvia Char, Patty Juarez, yeah, the chairwoman of the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Elva
Rubalcaba, yes.
And then Paula Garcia Arsalt, which she's actually a board
members.
And
yes.
An advisor.
Advisory board.
And
yes.
Of course, my fellow boss babe, Teresa Razo Villaroma. We all
yes.
Know Villaroma.
Yes, yes.
I'm craving my panqueques de dulce de leche, but I'll have to go there another day. Yes. So we were invited by Sylvia, and there was another lady. She happens to be a doctor, friends of Sylvia. And we were invited to do this cover for her 30th year anniversary. So it was an honor to be on the cover. Felt like a Vogue model. And she was asked for us to share a defining moment in our lives. So all of us in the insert, there's a defining moment in our lives that we shared. And of course, I had to share that, as you know, there's a lot of defining moments I have, but most recently I had to share that my defining moment was becoming the chairwoman of the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. And it was defining, not because I'm only the second one, but defining that today I'm so aligned with my purpose and I get to make an impact, not just locally, but statewide and maybe even beyond the state. So that is a very big defining moment.
I got to tell you something. Aside from the fact that I don't know Sylvia's friend here in the photo, every single one of these ladies in this magazine has been on our podcast show.
Yes, they have.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And so for those of you who don't know, Sylvia Ichad, who's here in the middle, this is her magazine, Para Todos magazine.
One of the first Spanish publications here in Orange County.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you can find this magazine actually at many businesses. It's throughout Orange County. I think it's in LA too, right? It's a huge publication and some great. So if you see it out there, go out and you'll find Veronica in here. Let's and you're 17. Right, even the Youth Chamber's
the
in
Youth
here.
Chamber was featured here. Wow. The Youth Chamber was here. Miriam.
That's right.
My mentee, the president, the past president now.
That's right.
The past president.
Recently, recently,
past
right?
President, yeah.
Yes. So
technically, I think she's still the president until the end of the month. But this is my favorite photo.
This is a great photo. Wow.
And this is where we all shared our defining moment.
Who took the photos? Was it
Francis?
Francis, her son.
Yeah, her son,
so
Francis.
Francis, great job. Great photos. Yeah. Man.
Thank you, Francis. Made us look amazing. But yes. He said it was easy to work with us because we're all beautiful. Thank you, Francis.
He's such a great guy. Yeah, we love Francis. Yeah, go out, get the magazine, support. It's a free magazine, by the way. Yeah. You can pick it up anywhere. It has a lot of resources. They've been longtime members of ours. And of course, this was a magazine that was also featured at our Estrella Awards.
Yes.
I thought that was cool, right? Every chair had it, every table, it was there.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Sylvia Chad was honored as the Legacy Award this year.
Huge award.
Yes, huge award. Yeah.
Yes. And I know she's been with our chamber,
I don't know, 30 years, I think, that's since
the
initiation of her magazine. Yeah.
And it was so nice when we actually let her know about it. She was like so humble, just like, me? No way. And then we were like, you're so deserving of this.
Yeah, she's an amazing lady. All these ladies here are amazing. I was honored to be part of this group. And more importantly, I was honored because I'm the only person here from LA. Everybody else is at Orange County.
It's not true. She's moving to Orange County soon. We've been trying to convince her.
I'll tell you, after today too, I was like, this is like my third trip in 2 weeks to Orange County. So I was just at Disneyland this weekend. So I was like, maybe I need to like start considering Orange County or borderline.
Something borderline, right? No, I think, would you say you met many of them because of the chamber?
Because of the chamber.
Really?
Yes. Actually, all of them I've met because of the chamber.
Wow.
Relationships.
Which I know on our YouTube page today, the title was Getting to Know the Chamber.
Yeah, to know the chamber. Yeah. So I'm a big believer that you get what you put in. And you're out there networking and creating relationships. I didn't just meet these ladies, hi, bye, see you later. No, I've developed relationships with them. And I think that's really important that we develop those relationships.
Paul has a question real quick.
Is that the secret sauce? Because I said, maybe this is cynical, but too often people, whatever chamber, the local city chamber or any chamber that you join, people get excited, they come out, they sign up, they go to the ribbon cutting, and then they seem to fade away and they say, I don't know. I don't think they understand the world of chambers. I don't think they understand all the wealth of things you guys offer, networking, advice, help, connections, relationships. I don't know enough about the world of chambers.
Yeah. In the state chamber, our mission is to advocate, educate, and support small business. And I think that is really the mission of all chambers. But it's not just about becoming a member. It's like signing up for the gym and never showing up.
Exactly.
Signing up for the gym.
You know what?
How many of us have signed up for the gym?
And I've done that.
Yeah. A lot of people have done that.
A lot of us have done that. We sign up for the gym and then we show up. We get all excited. We show up a few times and then we forget about it. This is an ongoing thing that you have to continue being present and involved and creating those relationships. Because I'm going to repeat this again. Your network is your net worth.
Yeah. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of
it.
And just because you go to one event and for whatever reason, maybe you don't get what you thought you were going to get out of it, it's okay. Continue to go to the next event. So every month we have mixers and networking opportunities. And I think our next big event is July 24th is actually our Angels game.
Well, that was fun.
Don't quote me on this. It could be the 24th or 27th, but it's going to be at the Angels. And you can obviously get that information on our website, which is OCHCC.com. Or our Instagram, or where you're probably seeing this now, our Facebook page, but you'll see the flyer there. And that's an event that I've always said is pretty unique because it's at a baseball game. Mm-hmm. We get there like at 4:00. We network for about an hour.
But you have a very nice section where you can network.
Yes.
But here's the thing, John. Yeah, it's a fun event because we're going to go watch a baseball game, right? I've been to that event. However, don't just get there and sit down and eat. get there and mingle. Because I've been witness of that people show up and they're like sitting in a corner eating, and they're sitting in the group with their friends. If you're sitting with your friends or the people that, I'm not saying don't sit with your friends or don't be around the people, but if that's all you do the whole hour, then how are you going to create new relationships? And I see that more often than we should.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. At this mixer, what I like about it is that everybody's very casual. We're wearing our baseball hats.
Can I show up in LA Dodger gear?
Yes. Okay. By the way, some people from LA who network with us, I won't say names, show up in their Dodger stuff. And it's okay.
And that's allowed?
It's okay. We welcome it. I will say the Angels swept the Dodgers this year, 3 games in a row. Who's counting?
You know? Finally.
Oh, wow. Finally.
Listen, she's going to have to move to Orange County soon.
Still bleed blue, sorry.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of Dodger fans in Orange County. When you go to the Angels and Dodgers game, wow. Yeah. There's a lot of, and a lot of our viewers and obviously members are. And we love the Dodgers. We love the Dodgers too. I will say, I've never been to a Dodger game.
Oh, what? That's fun.
Never. And Cecilia Mora is always inviting me all the time. John, when are you going to come to the game? And it's just, obviously, I'm an Orange County guy. I'm always in Orange County. But what is that? What are the Dodger games like?
Oh, my God. They're a lot of fun.
Are they?
A lot of fun.
Now, is the food as good as they say it is? Like some of this
Dodger dogs.
Dodger dog. Honestly, if I'm going to watch a Dodger game, it's the only time I'll eat a hot dog because I need... You're there. Dodger dog and adult beverage.
Now that you mentioned the Dodger dog, I was with my son yesterday at a high school baseball game. Our high school played against a school in Long Beach. And the parents there were grilling, and they had Dodger dogs.
Oh,
they're like, these are the exact same Dodger dogs. And so that was my first time having a Dodger dog, I guess you could say.
And there's some diehard fans.
Though. Yes.
Diehard fans at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah. We know a few. We know a few. They're like diehard.
It's a lot of fun, though. It's being in front of being on there is very different than watching TV because you have the energy of all the the fans.
They stole our player, Ohtani, but we won't go into that. Hey, wow. We've never had this show this controversial. Angels versus Dodgers.
I didn't know. There's some blood here. There's some bad blood.
Hey, Veronica wanted it to be a little feisty, she said.
I thought you could be nice to her.
But now actually the Dodgers are now picking. I just saw Ohtani, man. He's a leading home run hitter right now in the league. I saw that on ESPN last night.
But I don't know. Maybe we offered him more money at Dodgers.
I know, man. You guys, I don't know. These Dodgers, where do they have so much money?
They got a lot of money.
They have a lot of great players. Funny story. The Dodgers just let go of one of their guys, and the Angels just signed him.
I saw that last week. Yeah, I saw that.
And he was a pretty good player for the Dodgers for a while.
Pretty decent. Well, you know what happens? That happens a lot in sports.
What about the Detroit Tigers?
No, we're focusing on Angels and Dodgers.
Who?
I'm from Detroit. Detroit.
Who?
Okay. Because we're going to end the show soon.
Okay.
I just want to remind everybody, the convention, for the state convention, of course, the California State Chamber, is going to be August 20th, 22nd. 21st and the 22nd. The event is pretty much, they're all like all day, right?
It's an all day. So Wednesday, we start off with a golf tournament and then we have an evening welcome and reception.
That's
and then Thursday, it's workshops all day, luncheon. And then in the evening, we have what we call Noche Tropical, which is mingle.
Really
and
cool
fun.
Event.
Yeah,
yes.
Is that fun?
Is this usually all at the Pomona Fairgrounds?
This is all happening at the Pomona Fairgrounds. And then Friday, all day is workshop, my favorite day, our Latin Empresario Day, but also my favorite day because you get chairman's reception and then we have our gala that evening on Friday evening.
That's right.
Were you shocked when John admitted off the air that he's a good Orange County boy, has never been to the LA County Fair nearby Pomona?
Yes, I was actually pretty shocked about that, John. So now you, in August, you get to go to, you're going to be there next week. You get a little taste of it. And then in August, you'll have 3 days to go explore
Orange
Pomona.
County Fair is great, but the LA Fair is big.
Yeah.
It's in Pomona.
It's in Pomona.
Oh, it's bigger than the Orange County?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, a lot bigger.
Really?
Oh, John, you've been sheltered. We'll have to take you out a little more.
I got to get out of Irvine, huh?
You have to get out of your OC bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Thank you so much, Veronica, for visiting us again. I really appreciate everything. We appreciate everything you're doing on a state level, on a local level. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, everything you do with our youth chamber as an advisor, that is greatly appreciated because you have a busy schedule.
Yes, and thank you. No, it means a lot because when I was in college, we didn't have advisors like this, right? We didn't have mentors like this. I didn't even know what a mentor was. And today I have 5 mentees and I have my own mentor. So it's really important that if you don't have a mentor, find a mentor. And if you want to be a mentor for our youth chamber, because it's not just a board, but we also have mentors for other individuals that are college students in the local schools that support the youth chamber. Let us know. Reach out to
me. How do they reach out to you?
Reach out to the Orange County Hispanic Youth Chamber.
Okay. Yeah. And also, if you want to hire Veronica as a business consultant, leave a comment here wherever you're viewing us. We'll connect you with Veronica.
Thank you, John.
Because I think it's important we continue to support each other as businesses. What better else than for you, the viewer, the listener, wherever you're listening to this, for you to be able to have a consultant like Veronica, who at a state level is connected with so many people. Many people say, I'm connected. Veronica is connecting with people throughout the state of California because she travels up and down California, Bakersfield, and I'm sure you go to Northern California,
I've gone to Northern California. Yes. I was just in Reedley, and I've gone up to San Jose area. All our chambers, they're all amazing.
And I don't think enough small businesses think of dealing outside of their neighborhood.
Of course.
They don't think of dealing in the state or with the state.
Look at me. I don't leave Orange County and Irvine. I got to go to Pomona. So you're right.
Very powerful comment there, Paul. It's true. A lot of people stay within their bubble, but you're not going to grow. And remember, you have to go out of your comfort zone if you want to grow.
That's true. So leave a comment if you wish. Send us a message and we'll connect you with Veronica, who's connected all throughout the state chamber, of course, involved. And then, of course, if you want to attend the convention, August 20th, 21st, and 22nd, let us know. We'll send you the link. We'll send you the information so you can register, because it does fill up fast. And again, what's great is that it's a three-day event, from a gala to a great networking event.
Any quick idea of speakers or workshops or anything? Give us some topics or people.
Workshops. We're going to have the workshops on leadership, mental health, and AI is the biggest. There's different workshops. We're still finalizing
them. But you can find
them.
A lot of that on the website. You'll find all those details.
Absolutely. Yes. All the details be on the website. And you can
The website?
The website is the Cal Hispanic, California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce.
Yes.
And you can pick and choose where you want to go. There's different workshops. Like there's, I don't know, just in the morning portion, there's four workshops. So you get to choose which of the four you want to
breakout
go.
Like sessions.
Breakout sessions.
Yeah.
And then the luncheon. And of course, I'm not ready to reveal any of the speakers because
I thought we'd get a little scoop.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get in trouble.
Every year there's some pretty big ones. There's some pretty great
we've
ones.
We've had some amazing speakers. Yeah. We have a lot of supporters. And so we're very grateful. Very grateful. And a lot of information. A lot of information. Sometimes I feel like I'm an information overload when I go to convention. Oh my God, I have so much to learn. We're also going to be talking about business leadership, making sure you're covering your assets is one of our workshops that was very
covering
popular last year.
Covering your what?
Assets.
To cover
assets.
Your assets.
Oh, assets. A-S-S-E-T-S.
Yeah. Making and if you take the T-S at the end, in business,
but
you need
to cover your assets. But you know, recently there was a whole workshop from the state chamber, and it was on AI, right?
Yes.
And it was also on how to also make sure that you cover, like you said, yourself as a business owner,
yes, you have
if
to.
You're using the AI, right?
Mm-hmm. That, protect yourself.
Because at the end of the day, you're still responsible for the fact that you submitted that document that you pulled from the AI, right?
Yeah. That's a whole other show. That's a whole other show.
But that's
why you come to the state chamber convention.
Yeah.
Because
you have
you're
going to
talk
about those things.
Yes, you, from a legislative
point
to also, of course, okay, this is AI. That's great.
And a lot of the local chambers are offering this also.
People
right?
think that AI is just for some big company or just for laughs or something. John's shown us pictures of him with his head superimposed on a muscle body or something.
Yes, yes. It's one of these things where you have to make sure you get informed, that you get educated, because everybody's using it and people are going to be using it more and more.
Absolutely. People using it for scheduling, employee scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People using it for writing social media posts, for creating letters, for creating content, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, Veronica, I hate to say it, we've run out of time.
Oh, no. Okay.
Every time we have you here, I think we could do like a whole hour.
Yes.
And thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Please leave us any comments, anything you wish to know more about Veronica and connecting you to her and, of course, our state chamber. We'll see you guys again next week. And again, follow us on our social media at OCHCC.
And shout out to my family and kids that are watching.
Saludos. Eso.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community and the people who are in the community and get you engaged in the community. Like our guest today here on our community podcast, sponsored by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.